Sean?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going all right, man. How's it going there?
Everything's great, man. Glad to have you on, man. Thanks for taking time out to talk with us, man. Do me a favor, man. Before we talk, man, introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know who you are for those who aren't familiar with you.
Okay. It's Sean Broyles. It's Sean Broyles.
Okay.
And I'm a stand-up comic.
Okay. So let us know, man, how did you actually get started with your stand-up, man, and everything? Let us know how you got started.
Oh, man, just, you know, through a series of pain and getting kicked in the butt. You know, that's what most stand-up comics are, man. You make people laugh because of dumb stuff that's happened to you, man. So, you know, that's what happened to me. I got let go from being a news anchor. And you got to try and hustle for work. You're working at Toys R Us. You're stocking shelves. And the next thing you know, it's like, this stuff's kind of funny. Let me put it out on stage. So that's how it was all born.
Right. Now, where were you a news anchor at?
I've been a news anchor in a few places, but most recently was Kansas City. And
okay.
Great city, but they didn't seem to feel it, brother. they let me go, they said, for being too funny. And, you know, so what can you do? You know, so next thing you know, I'm on stage, you know, talking about it. I'm writing a book, you know, and just trying to, you know, keep busy. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, you're currently on a comedy tour, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell us about this tour that you're on.
Oh, well, you know, it was born out of the book that I wrote called Just Give Up, Why Nothing in Life is Worth Trying at All Ever. And, you know, I kind of wrote that when I was in a little bit of a dark period. And, you know, and then I took what my little stories in the book, stories of my heartache, stories of life in general, and created a stand-up comedy tour. And I've performed in Kansas City, performed in Chicago. Next up is Michigan. And people seem to be digging it, man. It's sort of like a Bill Cosby type thing. You know, I talk about stories in real life, and people seem to be relating to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that experience of touring all different places all around the world, what is the greatest part about touring? What is the greatest part to you about touring all around the world and meeting different people and, you know, doing stand-up in different parts of the world?
You know, you said it, meeting people, man. It's the love you feel, you know, when you're on stage if you do a good job. You know, if you don't do a good job, you don't feel that love. But, no, people, you know, people always want to laugh. People's, you know, it's the same thing with the book, man. You know, I wrote it as sort of a way to get people to laugh because these times, you know, and I'm sure you talk about it on your show, you know, these times
right.
are rough, man, with the economy and just people losing jobs. And so, you know, I think when people can have an escape and they can sit for an hour and listen to somebody who has it, you know, as bad, if not worse, than they do, you know, people enjoy that stuff as an escape and they appreciate you getting out there and making them laugh in a time that sometimes isn't too funny.
Right. Now, your book was a New York bestseller, correct?
It was a what now?
Your book was a New York Times bestseller, correct?
Oh, not yet. let's hope
joking,
so.
I was joking.
That's a great joke, man. That's great. No, it's far from it, but I'm hoping, you know, that you know, maybe you can help me out get there, man, because, you know, here's the thing, man. That book is a non-motivational book. It's a demotivator. It's one of those things where, you know, I talk about why it is you should just give up in things like dieting and fitness and dating. I mean, things that we always try and it never works out. And I tell my own personal stories as well as I talk about, you know, real life and people in society. And I think it makes people feel better. Like, you know, I'm not the only one who you've been on a diet for 2 days and now I'm at KFC. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, It's no. So the book, you know, it's one of those things where I think when people pick it up and they read it, they're going to be shocked at how many things that I've done and normal people have done that match what they've done. You know, you're not alone. You're not the only one who's failed at things. And maybe it's time to just, you know, tongue in cheek, but maybe it's time to just, you know, forget about trying so hard to do things like dieting and fitness and stuff, and just do the best you can. And I tell that in a way that's funny and that, you know, people can relate to.
Right. I'll be waiting on your fitness DVD, man, when it's released. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, yoga, right? Yoga and Pilates. That's what my DVD will be about.
Let me know, man. What advice do you give to those people who want to be stand-up comics? And what advice would you give to them, man? Let them know what they need when they go out there in front of these people.
That's a great question, man. And it's one of those things where, you know it too. You just have to get out there. I mean, you just have to get comfortable with the microphone, get comfortable with the stage. I mean, I didn't just start doing an hour of comedy, but I might, you know, just get on stage and start with an hour. You know, I started with 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And, you know, you just have to keep getting up there and figuring out what works, what doesn't. You know, 90% of my stuff doesn't work, so I just keep rewriting it. But, all seriousness, though, you know, you just got to get up on stage. You know, I have a friend of mine who's been talking about doing stand-up literally for 20 years, man. 20 years this dude has been talking about doing stand-up. And I keep telling him, I'm like, just get on stage. Do a three-minute set. Do 3 minutes. Get on. And he just won't do it. And he'll never do it. And that's the thing. If you want to get up there and you want to be a stand-up comic or any public speaking or anything in general, write a book, you know, anything, you have to do it. You got to get started. And that's the thing with stand-up comedy, man. Get on stage, figure out what your voice is, and then take it to the people and see if they enjoy it.
Now, besides your tour, Sean, what else do you got going on that you want my listeners to know?
Well, you know, like I said, the tour is important. I'm going to be in Michigan coming up in a month and a half. The book is important, you know, just because I really think the book is something that people can relate to. And also, right now, I'm in talks with other people trying to create a web series. In fact, we have a meeting with a major network to try and create a web series kind of based on my life when I got let go from the news station and then had to start at Toys R Us. And then I'm also an actor out here. I just shot a commercial for Ford, the motor company, yesterday. So it's real busy being out here. Whether you're on either coast, you know how it is. If you're on either coast, you can find things to really make yourself busy. And that's all I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to be that next Martin Lawrence that has a series and a sitcom and then is able to still do stand-up comedy because I love it. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm shooting for.
All right. Well, I hope everything works out with Sony, man. I know that's another company you're talking about. But thank you so much for stopping by the show, man. You want to give any shout-outs or anything?
I would. I would like to give a shout out just to everybody who supported me and especially yourself, man. I mean, you know, to have me on the show, take up time and talk about things like this. I think it's one of those stories where, you know, people can be inspired when you get let go and you've got nothing going on. You can create something on your own, and that's pretty much all I did. And you can check out more about the book and more about my stand up tour and my YouTube videos on my website, SeanBroyles.com.
Oh, Sean, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it so much, man. And don't let this be your last visit to the show, man. You're more than welcome to come back by the show anytime, man. You know, just let me know, man. It's done.
I'd love to, man. It'd be great. We could talk about anything you want, man. Doesn't even have to be the book. Just we can try. You know what we need to do? We need to try and get somebody out on stage. We need to try and get my boy out on stage who's never been out on stage. Maybe if we both tag team him and we can guilt him into getting on stage, maybe that's our next mission in life.
Definitely, man. Let me know, man. Definitely, man. I'm more than welcome to help out any way I can, man. Just let me know, man.
Thanks, Timothy. I appreciate it.
All right, you'll be blessed, man. Then don't let this be your last visit, man.
It won't be, for sure.
All right, man. Good luck with the tour, man. Let us know how things go on, man. And later day, let us know how it went, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it, man. Everybody, just get on SeanBroyles.com. Help support me, and and maybe you will be seeing me on the sitcom The Next Martin Lawrence.
All right, man. Be blessed.
All right, you too.
When I met you, woman, I couldn't help but notice a face so beautiful. Now imagine the faces you would make if we ever made love.
When you walked outside, just keep hugging them thighs, and the only thing inside my mind is, I want you.
Yes, I do. And if it's any sign, you suggest I do.
Tell me.
Now we all in the crib on my sofa. Girl, I'm so glad you came over. I wanna tell you, come closer, but I don't know if you feel like I feel.
Take 'em off,
take 'em off,
take 'em off, please.